Bible said in Psalm 47 and 1, to clap your hands and shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Amen. Let's really clap our hands unto God. Is He worthy? Is He worthy? Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Be to God. Amen. It's good to be in camp meeting 2010. And I'm excited about what God has done the past two services here, and we've had the best of preaching. Amen. The very best of preaching. Brother Godare preached Friday night and just outdid himself. And preached. The church was there. If you don't have that CD, get that CD and listen to it over and over again. And for every backslider in this city, amen, and every compromising person in this city, know wherever you go, the church is coming after you. Amen. The church is coming after you. And then last night, Brother Ben Weeks, my good friend also, preaching Ichabod, had a brother. And you know, I want this church to be the glory of the Lord. I want this church to have the glory and the heaviness and the weight of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Yes. Praise the Lord. I want that. Amen. So we've been made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus this whole weekend. And I want this morning to be a continuation of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Continuation of a Book of Acts revival. Amen. We've had the best of food. Some of you have been getting in bed at 2 a.m., 2:30 a.m. And so if you're still awake this morning, amen, I want to have good church and just have a continuation of camp meeting this morning. Amen. In the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse number 24, Matthew 24 and 24, some of you have heard this message. If you've heard me preach, then everything that I preach this morning, I preach here every Sunday just about. And there's nothing new under the sun. And it's good to have my good friend, Brother Featherstone, here also. Amen. And I appreciate good fellowship. I like the fellowship with people of like precious faith, because iron sharpeneth iron. Your children are not going to be any better than who they rub shoulders with. Your marriage won't be any better than the marriages that you fellowship and rub shoulders with. So we need to be sure that we're in the right church, we hear the right kind of preaching and the right ministry. Amen. And I'm glad that we can all be a part of that today. Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 24, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Amen. And Jesus is speaking here, talking about false Christ and false prophets. I don't believe he was speaking about someone proclaiming to be Jesus or the Messiah. But he was talking in reference to false religions. He was talking about false prophets as false teachings and false doctrine. And he said, if you're not careful, you're going to be deceived, because they can show great signs and wonders, and if it's possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Amen. They shall deceive the very elect. I want to preach to us this morning about a generation in need of absolutes. A generation, we are a generation in need of absolutes. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning, shall we? Hallelujah. We're not going to be deceived, because we have the absolute truth of God's Word. Come on. We're not going to be deceived. Amen. We're going to declare the whole counsel of God. We're not going to be deceived, because we're not going to compromise. Amen. One inch of God's Word. We're not going to throw anything away. Come on. If you want the absolute truth of God's Word, if you want an absolute Holy Ghost revival, if you want absolute church, let's put our hands together. Let's worship the Lord together this morning. Oh, God, don't hold nothing back, but let anointing sit on every man. Let anointing sit on every woman. Let Holy Ghost anointing set up on our minds today. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated in Jesus' name this morning. Amen. We're not interested in compromising this message this morning. We're not going to take away from it. We're not going to add anything to it. Amen. We're not going to water the truth of God's Word down. Let me begin this morning in the outset of this message and tell you that the truth of God's Word is not up for debate or dialogue with those who have bartered its gifts upon the open market. Amen. This power which cannot be bought or sold for any price has got to be preserved by the apostolic church. We must learn in Jeremiah 6 and 16 to stand in the ways. There's a plurality of ways that you could have taken this morning. But the Bible said when you stand in those ways, you see and ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way, and walk therein. Amen. We're not interested in a new religion today. We're not interested in a new message today. If you're in this church, it's confirmation to the Holy Ghost and to your family and to your wife and your husband that you want old-time Pentecost and that you want old-time religion. Amen. The kind that's not only good enough to live by, but it's good enough to die by. Amen. This is the kind that'll get you running in the church and walking in the house of God, but it'll also get you walking on streets of gold. Amen. We're not going to water down the truth of God's Word. We're not going to back up one inch. We're standing in the ways, and we're seeing a lot of people going a lot of different directions this morning, but we're going to stand on the truth of God's Word and say we're going to ask for the old path, wherein is the good way. And Jesus said, if you climb up any other way, that you're the same as a thief and as a robber. Amen. I don't want to be a thief and I don't want to be a robber, but I want to climb up through Jesus today. Amen. I want the truth of God's Word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. President Barack Obama, our commander-in-chief, stood in a podium during the presidential campaign and stated emphatically that we are only 5 days away from fundamentally changing the United States of America. You can see today, we didn't need change. We needed reform. Amen. We didn't need change. We needed restoration. People are in the church today, amen, and they are in the ranks of apostolic Pentecostal. And some of you don't know because you're sheltered in Life Tabernacle, but there are things operating under the banner of Pentecostalism today, and they're trying to change the truth of God's Word, and they're trying to change what makes us who we are. We don't need change. We need revival. We need restoration. Amen. We don't need to change the message. We just need to revive the message. We don't need to change the truth. We just need to revive the truth. We don't need to change who we are. Amen. We just want the absolute truth of God's Word. Oh, I feel camp meeting in the church today. Amen. We've had the best of preaching already, but I just want the Holy Ghost to come down and say, I'm putting my stamp of approval on Life Tabernacle. We don't need to change one square inch of what we've been doing. We just need to keep on knocking doors. We just need to keep on running buses. We just need to keep on being faithful. We just need to keep on praying in the prayer rooms. We just need to keep on running the aisles and dancing and praying people through. Amen. If we don't need change. I feel my preach coming on now. I'm telling you, I love the truth of God's Word. There's only one thing right, and this is it. There's only one message, and this is it. There's only one way to be saved, and this is that. Praise God. Hallelujah.
The apostolic church doesn't need to change. We just need a Holy Ghost revival. Stand in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Amen. The old times, they fought ladder raid. Today, we're fighting the emergent church. Amen. I'm not interested in taking apostolic and Pentecostal off the sign and calling it Acacia Church, where we're just a Spirit-led church that loves everybody and come as you are and stay as you are. Just put your money in the offering plate before you leave. Amen. You may not agree with everything that an apostolic preacher preaches. Amen. But it's the truth anyway. You don't have to agree with the truth of God's Word. Amen. We're not going to change it because you don't like it. We're not going to water it down because it's too strong. We're not going to back up because you can't take it. Amen. This is what made me who I am. This is what made you who you are. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. It happened in Moses' day. My text said that they're going to show you many great signs and wonders. Many great signs and wonders. It's nothing new that's happening in 2010 that didn't happen in the land of Egypt. Amen. The Bible said in the book of 1 Timothy, chapter, or 2 Timothy rather, 3 and verse number 8, Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses. Amen. Every supernatural gift and wonder and sign that Aaron and Moses did, Jannes and Jambres could mimic and copy every supernatural gift. Amen. They threw their rod down and it turned into a serpent. And Moses threw his rod down and his serpent swallowed up their serpents. Amen. Whatever hell belches out and whatever modern day religion is turning out today, know the apostolic church is bigger. The apostolic church is better. The apostolic church will defeat every false doctrine. Ha ha ha. Amen, Sister Ann, the truth of God is not going to change. The truth of God is still I'm a soldier on the battlefield, and you got to fight for the truth. You got to fight for the truth of God's Word. You got to fall in love, because people are trying to change us, and people want to change and make us easy believism, and make us a bunch of feel-good goodisms. Amen, but we're not interested in that. Just give me Book of Acts. Just give me the old path. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then it happened in Paul's day. It happened in Paul's day too. He talked to the church at Rome. And he didn't get any further than 25 verses in Romans 1 and 25. And he said, these people, they're changing the truth of God into a lie. Amen. There's folks, men that used to be in our ranks, people that we used to call our friends, that are changing the truth of God into a lie today. Amen. Jeremiah 2 and 13 said, for my people, they were the people of God, have committed two great evils. Amen. They called God their father. Amen. And they were his children, but he said they've committed two great evils. They've forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. And when you forsake God and this truth, here's what happens. Two things. And have hewed them out cisterns, yea, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Amen. It's signs and it's wonders, but it's broken cisterns that can hold no water. Amen. It's dirty sin to forsake the truth when it needs defending. Let me tell you again today that we're not trying to see how close to the world we can get and stay saved, as many people are trying to do, but we're seeing how close to God we can get and still stay in this world. Amen. I'm not interested in trying to see what I can let go of and what standard I can throw out to see who can come to the church. Amen. I'm trying to see how closer I can get to God and to the throne room of heaven and still stay in the church. Praise the Lord. Amen.
if there's ever been an hour that we need a revival of the apostolic doctrine, it is in this hour. If there has ever been an hour when we need a revival, and let me state emphatically that we are currently in an unprecedented revival within the perimeters of God's church in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Amen. You might as well get on board because the revival is here. Holy Ghost outpouring is taking place right now. Amen. But let me tell you that God is not going to circumvent the arena of the apostolic church where truth is preached and truth is lived and bypass us and give revival to three God churches and charismatic churches and emergent churches. God's not going to do that. He's going to put his stamp of approval where people still know how to look right and people still know how to pray right and people still know how to look right and have holiness and sanctification. Amen. Amen. When truth is preached, the following takes place. Seven people received the baptism of the Holy Ghost last night. One man received the baptism of the Holy Ghost Friday night. Brother Timmy's here this morning. Amen. When truth is preached, Hebrews 2 and 3 happens. God also bearing them. That's us. Somebody say that's us. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Here, people are still being performed miracles by the Almighty God. Here, people are still being filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Here, people are still throwing the pills out the window. They're still throwing the alcohol out in the street and saying, I'm sick to death of living in the bottle. I'm sick to death of living on pills. I'm sick to death of shooting a needle in my veins. But I want what I've been looking for, and that's the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost is the best fix you'll ever get. The Holy Ghost is the greatest high you'll ever have. Amen. It's better than any drug. It's better than any bar room. It's... Oh, Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Never have the things that matter the most, that makes us a nation, been under such attack as in this hour in our nation. Amen. Everything that has made us the superpower of the world for the past 234 years, I believe, never have the things that have made us the greatest nation in all the world. In fact, we're the only nation in the world that has to build walls and borders to keep people out. But never has the things that made us the greatest nation in the world been under such attack. I want to stop and just say thank God for red-blooded Americans that still knows that united we stand and divided we fall. Amen. We're still against abortion. We're still against same-sex marriage. We're still against the things that has made us. We're still against the things that is trying to destroy and detract from making us the superpower. Amen. Thank God I'm conservative. Thank God I still have high morals. Thank God I still want prayer in schools. I still want a Bible in the library. Amen. So not only as goes the world, so goes the church. And not only is it happening in our nation, but it's happening within the perimeter of God's church. We're a generation with no benchmarks. We're a generation with no direction. We're a generation with no absolutes. Amen. This is a generation in need of absolutes. Amen. The absolute truth of God's Word. Let me tell you today that the apostolic church is not a church, but the apostolic church is the church. Amen. Let me take to every young man and every new convert. Amen. This is more than just feel good and a good religion, but the apostolic doctrine is not just a doctrine, but it's the doctrine. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. Except you believe that I am He, Jesus said, you're going to die in your sins. And they understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Amen. That's a revelation that the Father was Jesus and Jesus was the Father. Amen. The apostolic doctrine is the only message to get you from here to heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible, what makes us apostolic? Ephesians 2 and 20, because of what we're built on. and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Amen. Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. This is not just a book. Bible comes from the original language, Biblia, which means many books in one, 66 in number. Amen. But you're the 67th book of the Bible because you're all living epistles known and read of men. Amen. The Bible is not always relevant. The Bible is not always relative, rather, to our culture. And we cannot preach cultural relativity with our message and with our truths. Amen. But we still got to realize when 1 Peter 1 and 21 said that holy men of God spake as they were moved upon by the Holy Ghost. Amen. There were many writers in this book, but there's only one author. Hebrews 12 and 2 said Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. There's a lot of different writers, but they were holy men of God that spake as the Spirit of God moved on them. Amen. I want to know what God has to say. I'm not interested in what religion is saying. I'm not interested in what the emergent church is saying, but I want to know what the Holy Ghost has to say. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm hurrying along this morning in 30 minutes and we'll go eat pork chops and chicken and ribs. Amen. And all kind of good desserts and rum cakes and everything else. Amen. The compromisers don't have the absolutes. The Word of God and the apostolic message is what this generation needs to bring about a Holy Ghost revival. Amen. If there's going to be a revival in this hour, and let me tell you that there is going to be, and there is currently within the confines of the church a Holy Ghost revival. It's there because, number one, we have a revelation of who Jesus is. Because Jesus, Peter said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And immediately following that, Matthew 16 and 18 and 19, Jesus said, Thou art Peter. Amen. Not only do we need a revelation of who Jesus is, but we need a revelation of who we are and who you are. Thou art Peter upon this rock. I'm going to build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Your mind can't fathom what God can do through you and in your home when you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost and live by the truth of God's Word. You'll be hell-proof. Amen. You'll have a hell-proof house. You'll have a hell-proof marriage. You'll have a hell-proof family. Hell-proof finances. Amen. Hell has prevailed against Hollywood. Hell has prevailed against our political system. Hell has prevailed. The gates of hell are prevailing against our educational system. It doesn't matter. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the truth. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Amen. How many of you are glad you're in the church? How many of you are glad you're apostolic, that just talked in tongues when the Holy Ghost came? That you got baptized in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. Jesus said, amen. Well, before I get to what Jesus said, let me tell you what Ronald Reagan said. Ronald Reagan said that no terrorist should ever question our resolve. And no tyrant, not only terrorists, but no tyrant should doubt our courage. Amen. There will not be a backslider in this city. There will not be a Trinitarian church in this city. Amen. Or a hellish neighborhood where drugs and alcoholism and gangs and violence rule the streets that should question our resolve and doubt our courage. The president of the Christian Law Association, Dr. John Gibbs, who when several young men and young ladies went into one of the worst neighborhoods in Harlem, outside of New York, amen, in Harlem, and they went to places in New York, the Bronx and what have you, the police chief said, I don't understand it. These men, these young men in the church, they're going places where my deputies won't go. They're going places and in apartment complexes where my own squad cars, they don't come out when they go in. And he said, I made a mistake talking to the president of the Law Association, Christian Law Association. He said, I made a mistake when I told some of the young men, if you go in there, we won't be able to save you. And their reply to him was, don't worry about it. Whatever his name was, the chief of police, you don't have to come and save us. We're in there to save them. Amen. No backslider. Nobody that's hooked on pills and drugs and alcohol. Amen. And gang pushers and gang bangers. We're not afraid of them. We're taking the gospel to the streets. Amen. You're not bad enough for the Holy Ghost. You're not too mean for the church and the truth of God's word. Amen. The church is here. The church is coming at you. Amen. Because we want to see your life change. We want to see your world turned upside down. Praise the Lord. What would have happened? What would have happened? Now this is the absolutes on revival. What would have happened if Paul, who when he went to those cities, amen, when he took a beating, if he would have tucked tail and run and said, well, I'll just write them some letters and send them out. I'll print out some mail outs real pretty and send them to all the post office box in a 10-mile radius. No. That when it went over like a ham sandwich at a bar mitzvah. It don't work that way. You know what? The men who this church was built upon and who the shoulders of this message was carried upon. Amen. The founding fathers of this apostolic Pentecostal movement. You know what they did? They took a beating. They got sent into prison. Some of them were crucified upside down. Some of them were clubbed to death. Some of them were put in boiling hot oil in pots. And when it didn't kill them, they exiled them to the Isles of Patmos. What would have happened if they would have just stopped preaching and stopped declaring the truth of God's word? I'll tell you what, we wouldn't be here today. Amen. And we're not going to throw in because of who attacks us. We're not going to throw in the towel when the devil beats us up. Amen. And people backslide and leave the church and people's marriages bust up. No. We're going to keep on preaching and keep on reaching and keep on throwing out the lifeline and say there's only one hope for you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Jesus said concerning the last days and coming of false Christ and false religion that if it were possible, it would deceive the very elect. There are people being swept away, Brother Harold, in wholesale numbers by the millions, by false teaching and counterfeit religion. There are personification of the phrase, there's a sucker born every minute. Don't be fooled. We need to be on alert for the fake. The modern day false religion is just the same old girl with a new dress. It's high tech, flamboyant, appealing, user friendly, that will offend nobody, and I might add, won't save nobody. It has been stated that old error in a new dress is error nonetheless. We were talking about it this morning, whenever my grandfather moved here, 51 years ago, that there was a church on Plank Road called the People's Church. Is that right? People's Church, and they called themselves Latter Rain. The same thing that's happening today. They don't call it Latter Rain, but they call them emergent churches. They're throwing away the standard. They're throwing away the doctrine. Amen. Because truth hurts. Truth offends. And we don't want to offend anybody because that'll run our crowd off. So what's the answer for our dilemma? And I'll tell you this morning that our nation is going to hell because of the silence of the pulpit. Amen. Because of ministries and hireling prophets, which are not, but the Bible is in reference to them as dumb dogs that cannot bark. Amen. It is in reference to them as oxes who have been muzzled as they're trying to tread out the corn. Amen. This little ear tickling, weak kneed, back scratching, hallelujah, panty wasted and sermonettes for Christianettes, so dead and so cold, amen, that any minute some little polar bear would come ice skating down the middle aisle and shake hands with Dr. Popsicle delivering some kind of frozen TV dinner on Sunday morning once a week, because that's all we can get people to church at. It's not going to save anybody. It's not going to deliver anybody. Amen, but we need men who will throw back both barrels and saw off a double barrel shotgun right at the stock and load up with scatter shot and get in your neighborhood and get in your
your family's face and say, you better get in church and you better get filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. This isn't too hard for you, is it, Brother Featherstone? All right. Thank you. Amen. I looked on this front row. I didn't look, but my daddy, he pointed to me Friday night. Amen. And somebody close to me, this young man, same age as my boy. And I'm not condemning, and I'm not mocking. I just want to state something today. Amen. But as these men were running the aisles and praying and crying and tears running down their face and speaking in tongues, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. Amen. And this boy who's a member of another church, and we're trying to get him in the right atmosphere and trying to tell the parents you need to raise your children in the right kind of atmosphere, was sitting there and just thumbing through a songbook and lost in a worship service and lost in a praise service. Every father here today, every mother, every grandparent, let me tell you, you need to make sure your children are raised in a worshiping church. You owe it to them to make sure they hear a one God preacher. I'd rather see my boy running the aisles than I had running a ball. I'd rather see my boy running the aisles and drunk on the Holy Ghost than I had drunk on some wine and Jack Daniels. Amen. If you're here today and your children are in church, you're blessed beyond measure. If they know how to take hard preaching and they know how to dance and they know how to worship, you better thank God. And if they don't know how, you better get them in the church, because the time, the toss of prefone, the time is running out, because it ain't going to be here forever. But this church is getting ready to wrap up and fold up. Come on, let's worship God today. Amen. Hallelujah. Moving right along. Hallelujah. A generation in need of absolutes. Now, I'm hurrying up, and I'm going to skip several pages of these notes. The reason I have notes is so I won't say too much. It's not so I don't have enough to say. It's just I got to stay regimented, because we'll go about an hour and a half sometime. And last time I did that, they didn't get to take an offering when I preached, and they got mad at me because they didn't get to take an offering. They had to take two offerings the night after. Amen. Well, I got to stick to my notes. Hallelujah. Somebody said that an old lady, old sister in the church, had the Holy Ghost about 60 years, came to Brother Jimmy Davis. He said, Brother Jimmy, if you was anointed of the Holy Ghost, you wouldn't need them old notes. He got into conviction, threw them all out and burned them. Amen. He got down on his knees the next morning, 7-day revival. God, give me something to preach. Give me something to preach. Give me something to preach. Said the Lord spoke to him and said, I gave you a whole sermon notes and you went out and burned them. Now you go get your own message to preach. Amen. So, you can't change what cannot be changed. It's not up for debate. It's not under question. It's unchangeable. That's categorical and final. A generation in need of absolutes. Absolutes of the plan of salvation. What is the plan of salvation? Walk down an aisle and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, as mass crowds are doing today. What is the plan of salvation? Shaking the preacher's hand and signing the church's roll. Let's see what the Word of God says. If you want to know what the absolute truth of God's Word is, let me give you what the absolutes are, because we're in need of absolutes, because there's young men and young women being raised on Pentecostal pews that do not know what the absolutes are of salvation. Amen. Notice the word usage of the word must comes from the original language, the word DEI or they. John 3:7 said, Jesus said, you must be born again of water and of spirit, or you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must. Acts 4:12 said, no other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. Acts 9:6, Jesus told Paul, go into the city and I'll tell you what you must do. He went there, a preacher laid hands on him. He got baptized in Jesus' name. He received the Holy Ghost.
speaking with other tongues. Hebrews 11:6, without faith it is impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. Amen. Matthew 28:19, go ye therefore teaching all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father. How many of you are glad you know what the name of the Father is? John 5:43, Jesus said, I've come in my Father's name. Amen. Matthew 1:21, Jesus said, or the angel said, you're going to bring forth a son and call his name Jesus. The name of the Father was Jesus, and the name of the Son was Jesus. And John 14:26 said, the Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter, whom my Father will send in my name. So when you go down in water, amen, you don't go down in titles of a Trinitarian three God baptism, but you got to go down in the name of Jesus, the way Jesus said to do it. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Amen. The must and the absolutes on salvation is you got to repent of your sins, get baptized in Jesus' name, and when you do, not if, but you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Let's worship the Lord for the musts, for the absolutes. Amen. Amen. I'm just flexing my muscles a little bit. Amen. Getting warmed up a little bit. Absolutes on the Godhead. Absolutes on the Godhead. Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel. Amen. If you come here and you're 2 and 3 years old, you can quote Deuteronomy 6:4. Because it was the first and greatest of all commandments, Jesus said. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Amen. Not two, not three, not a trinity, but only one Lord. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. 1 Timothy 3:16 said, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. For God, somebody shout his name, was manifest in the flesh. Shout his name. Justified in the Spirit, shout his name. Seen of angels, shout his name. Preached unto the Gentiles, shout his name. Amen. I must be going deaf, shout it a little louder. Amen. Believed on in the world and received back up into glory. Thank God I know who Jesus is. He's more than just a story, but he's the King of glory. He was the Father in creation, the Son in redemption, and the Holy Ghost in regeneration. Amen. We don't worship God ignorantly. We don't worship God in three persons. But John 4:24 said, you got to worship him in spirit and in truth. We've all got spirit. But everybody don't have truth. Thank God for the absolute truth of God's word, where it said we're going to worship him in spirit and in truth. A perfectly matched couple. A perfectly matched couple. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For it pleased the Father. Colossians 1:19-9. Colossians 1:19-9. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And they asked the question, was Jesus in the Godhead, or was the Godhead in Jesus? Jesus was not in the Godhead. Had he been in the Godhead, he would have been a part, a second person. Jesus was not in the Godhead. The Godhead was in him. For in him, somebody shout Jesus, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen. One of the greatest Trinitarian oneness debates of all time between the Trinitarian advocate and the oneness advocate, Toddy and McGee. McGee. Amen. And the Trinitarian advocate was getting his feathers ruffled up. He was getting all beat up by McGee. Amen. And said, Mr. Toddy, you don't believe Matthew 28:18. Whenever Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Jesus had all the power. He had all the power, not a third, not two thirds, but Jesus had all the power. Amen. And after he hammered him with several verses, amen, and started talking about the Almighty God, the Trinitarian advocate said, I know he had all the power, but that doesn't mean the Father can't have a little bit too. And when you can't talk about absolutes and truth, just pull anything out of the air. Let me tell you, when Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Amen. It was the same God speaking of Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God. El, deity God. Elohim of 17 and 1 of Genesis. Abraham, I am the Almighty God. El Shaddai. El, deity. Shad, that comes from the mother's breast. That means the nourisher, the life giver, the sustainer. That where we receive our new birth. Amen. Jesus was not a second person in the Trinity, but Jesus was the Almighty God of Genesis that spoke to Abraham. He was the Almighty God of Isaiah 9 and 6. The child that was born, the son that was given, the government was on his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father. From Princess, Psalm 9 and 2. Everlasting to everlasting. 1 and 8 of Revelations. 1 and 18. Amen. I am Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the ending. The first and the last. Which was and is to come. The Almighty God. Amen. The absolutes on the Godhead is we're not only oneness, but we're anti-Trinitarian. We're anti-Trinitarian. Amen. We're against everything that says there's a plurality of what. Oh Lord, I got a lot to talk about and I can't get to it. But let me just preach to you and tell you the absolutes on Holy Ghost Apostolic Church is absolutes of praise. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. I wouldn't give you a dime for a religion I couldn't feel. I wouldn't give you a quarter for a church that was dead and frigid. But give me a fire. Give me a Holy Ghost drunk. Give me something that'll save my children. Give me something that's powerful. More powerful than drugs. Give my kids something more powerful than alcohol and needles. And oh God, the absolutes. If I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God. If you don't behave yourself, you need to start praising God. You need to start worshiping God, because the absolutes are this is a shouting church. This is a worshiping church. Come on, somebody. Is anybody in the church? We need some absolutes. Oh, not just for men, but women and children. If you need the Holy Ghost, it's here today. If you need to get baptized in Jesus' name, the water's ready. Amen. If you need to pray through, the altar's hot and ready to burn, somebody. Somebody.